The Wisconsin Supreme Court decided against an appeal by the parents of Lindsay Schultz. The 13-year-old Dunn County girl bled to death after having an appendectomy in 1995. The parents' attorney, Terry Wade, says the court's ruling strikes down only part of a law increasing damage awards in negligent deaths.
So if the same thing happened to a family this week or next week or even last week, the change in the law would apply.
A change in state law pushed by her parents and others more than tripled wrongful death damage awards for minors. The higher $500,000 amount was intended to apply not only to cases which occurred after the law took effect, but before. But the state's high court says it's unconstitutional to apply the law retroactively. Michael Van Sicklin represented the doctor defendant who was sued.
While we're all very sad by their situation, I do believe that this decision makes good public policy in a broader perspective for, you know, the many more parties across the state affected by it.
The court ruled that the law violated due process of insurers and those who pay premiums based on a known maximum damage amount. Van Sicklin says there are a number of pending cases which will be affected by this decision. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.